And thanks to the help we get from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll help you keep it running. If you need to bring in your vehicle for service, your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, and you want to know what the heck has gone wrong with it, Dan will kind of analyze it over the air, which is kind of tough to do sometimes, and give you some idea of what to expect as far as what's ailing that vehicle. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Denny. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. You had a good week at Lloyd's?
A good week at Lloyd's. Yeah, busy, of course. And you know, we're getting into the fall season, and people are starting to think about that a little bit, although the forecast is not talking about fall at all.
It's back to summer again. I want to alert our listeners that Dan will be here till about 7:45. So if you do have any kind of a car care question, you don't have to be a motorhead to ask it either. Although I know, as Dan will agree, I'm sure, that we have mechanics, former mechanics, that listen to the show. And sometimes they even offer some thoughts, and we appreciate that. But if you have anything you want to ask car-wise, 651-989-9226. That is not only the phone number, it is also the text number. And again, Dan will be here till about 7:45. So don't wait. We always tend to get backed up a little bit, and we want to help as many people as we possibly can. So call it in or text it in right now, and Dan will help you out. 651-989-9226. Dan, we had a text earlier, in fact, early this morning, about what would happen if I put, not me, but the texter, put too much oil in my car. What can happen to the engine?
Well, that's not good. A little bit too much is fine. A lot too much is a problem, because the oil, which is supposed to be down cooling in the pan below all the stuff that's moving, actually gets up into the crankshaft and with the movement of the crankshaft and the spinning of the crankshaft, it actually causes the oil to start foaming and causes resistance against the crankshaft. And so way too much oil can be a big problem. And if that's the case, like I say, if it's just a little bit overfull, that would be fine. If it's quite a bit overfull, then you'll need to drain some of that out, because you can't safely drive it that way.
Hmm. My goodness. That never happens to you, though, does it?
Well, it has happened to me.
Has it really?
Well, you know, an example of how it happens is to get interrupted in the middle of a service, and you and you put the oil in twice, and of course you know it immediately when you start the car, but you just immediately drain it out, and there's no damage done. But yes, it does happen, and that's the way things happen. Isn't that the way it always happens in life?
Well, yeah,
you get distracted, and then
distracted.
You have trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
All right. 651-989-9226. Let's grab a phone call here this Saturday morning. Larry, I believe, calling in from Minneapolis. Larry, you are on with Dan.
Dan, I've got... Hello there. I've got 2007 Mitsubishi Endeavor. It's got 274,469 miles on it. I keep trying to kill it, but it won't die on me. All of a sudden, a couple weeks ago, the brake light came on once, and it seemed to resolve. And now it's on again. Do they have something built in where they indicate that I should need to redo the brakes? The next question would be... I have three of them. The next one is I've never changed anything on it except the tires and the brakes. And I'm wondering, I heard that you should not change the transmission fluid because it varnished up in there and it just kind of all flake off and kill it. And I guess those are the two big ones.
Yeah, well, number one... your brake light, there's two things that will cause that red brake light to come on, if that's what it is, and that's if the the emergency brake switch is activated. That'll cause that light to come on, or oftentimes in the master cylinder, there's a brake fluid level sensor, and that fluid level sensor will cause the light to come on. So first thing I would do is check, and first of all, be sure the parking brake handle isn't rattling around and causing the light to come on. And the next thing I would do is check the brake fluid and fill it up with brake fluid. And my advice as far as maintenance, things that you should do is always to follow the manufacturer's recommendation. And if they recommend not changing the transmission fluid at any time, if they recommend that the coolant is truly lifetime coolant, then I would go along with that just fine. However, make sure that you do the check. You do check and do the research, because if some of those fluids should be changed, at 274,000 miles, you're getting way out there, and you probably should consider taking care of some of that maintenance stuff if it's been neglected.
Is that pretty common, Dan? You mentioned the lifetime coolant. Do many cars have that in the manual?
I would say many cars, and in fact, most cars nowadays have that. And you know, there's services that you do in the process. For example, if you change the water pump or something like that, where the coolant gets changed, and that's great if that happens. But if there's no reason to change it, and oftentimes the manufacturer recommends that there is no reason to change it, then that's what you should do.
Yeah, very good. I know we have to take a quick break here, but if you have any kind of a car care question, you have problems with your vehicle, call it in or text it in to Dan, 651-989-9226. Same number applies to both phone calls and text messages. Again, keep in mind, Dan will be with us till only about 7:45, so don't wait if you have a question. We'd be glad to help you out. 651-989-9226. And good morning. Welcome back to CCO Radio's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on that beautiful Grand Avenue. Love that avenue. It's so much fun not only visiting with you guys there at Lloyd's, but doing a little shopping or eating or, you know, a little coffee or whatever. It's a great location. You are so lucky.
Well, thank you, Danny. Yeah, the shopping and the dining are opening up again, and slowly and carefully they're opening up. So there is more to do on Grand Avenue, and that had been an issue early in the summer. You know, we have our waiting area closed right now just to keep everybody safe.
Sure.
And sadly, there was no place to go. But now that the restaurants are and the stores are opening, now you can go back to shopping and go get a cup of coffee and get the things that you want to get.
Where is Lloyd's located, for those that don't know?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us. Dan will be here till just about 7:45, Jack Farrell time, so don't wait if you have a car care question. 651-989-9226. Speaking of which, Dennis, I believe, is first up here calling in from Stillwater. Dennis, you're on CCO with Dan.
Hey, I've got a Traverse, and I get a check engine light telling me that my fuel system is acting up.
Yeah, on all vehicles nowadays, there is the gas tank system is completely sealed. And as part of the federal emissions, the vehicle does a self-check on that system, and it creates a little vacuum in that gas tank, the whole gas tank system, including the fuel lines and everything. It creates a little pressure, and then it measures that pressure. And if the pressure falls off too quickly, then it knows it must have a leak somewhere, and it turns your check engine light on. And that's what's going on, and there's a whole bunch of things that can cause that. One is if the gas cap is left loose or off, that will certainly cause it. Other than that, there's a whole bunch of other things, like we've talked, Denny, if the critters get in there and chew on those little plastic lines, then, of course, it won't hold pressure. And so there's just a whole bunch, and there's all kinds of solenoids and valves that need to open and close for that to work properly. And if one of those valves go bad, it'll cause that light to come on. So if you bring into the shop, that's a very, very common problem. Your shop will be very familiar with it, and they'll be able to take care of that for you.
Excellent. All right, Dennis. Let's go to Bloomington. I believe Joyce is there with a question for you. Joyce, good morning. You're on CCO.
Yeah, good morning. I have a 2004 Chevrolet Impala, and the power steering has gone difficult turning right. It turns left, but not properly turning right. How expensive is that to fix, and what could that be? Would that be a check engine light problem?
Oh, that would be in the power steering itself, and I think in a 04, that's old enough that it's still a hydraulic system. And so the problem could be in the hydraulic system, in the power steering pump. It could be in the power steering rack, or it could be in any of the components that move. For example, it could be in like in the strut, or in a ball joint or a tie rod or something like that. If one of those is binding up, it can make it difficult to turn. So I think that's probably a safety issue, and I think you better get that into your shop and have that checked and soon. Because one thing you don't want to mess with is the steering completely failing on your vehicle. So and as far as how expensive that'll be, I think checking it out will be relatively inexpensive. The repair, that'll depend completely upon what the problem turns out to be.
Okay. Let's grab a text before we take a break and look at the weather. Here's a 2002 Tonic Country. Engine shaking only at stoplights and idle in gear or not. No codes, no check engine. The bulb is good. Speed great. No vacuum leaks. All maintenance, plugs, wires, mass airflow, injectors cleaned, exhaust. Every possibility also replaced. 2 of 4 engine mounts. Not the lowers yet. Could it be those engine mounts?
Well, it could be. I'd have to feel that and see what it is. You know, one thing that happens from time to time, an engine is balanced, and it's balanced with that big pulley that the serpentine belt runs across. And what we have seen sometimes where that harmonic balancer will, the rubber, it's mounted oftentimes in rubber, and the rubber will fail. And that'll slide a little bit and cause the engine to be out of balance. And so that's one of the things that we would check. I would certainly check those lower engine mounts. If they've failed enough to where the engine's actually touching the body of the vehicle, you'll certainly feel that through the car. And that certainly could be the case. But the other thing is if the engine itself is actually out of balance, that'll cause a tremendous shake too. If it was tune-up related, the check engine light would be on. So the fact that the check engine light isn't on, it's probably not something like that. It's more something mechanical.
Mechanical, all right. Dan, hang on. We're going to take a break. Dan will be with us for about another 12 minutes or so, 15 minutes. If you have a question, call it in or text it in 651-989-9226. We'll be back with more Car Care here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back on this Saturday morning, our Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your questions. Dan, you know we always get kind of compressed here for time, so let's get back to it. Phone calls, yeah, let's do this. I think Marilyn is calling in from Victoria, first of all. Thanks for waiting all this time, Marilyn. What can we do for you?
Well, this is an odd thing, but I just bought a 2019 Ford car. I haven't gone back to the dealer yet, but I noticed that the rims on the tires, when I touch them, they're all black. And then in the rear tires, when I touch the metal part of the car, when I just streak my hand along, my hand is all black. And I've only driven it like 300 miles since I haven't.
Well, I think probably what your experience is the dust from the brake pads, and I think that the Ford dealer is probably going to tell you that's normal and okay. A byproduct of the friction material that brakes use is that as those pads wear down, they turn to dust, and that dust does get all over the wheels and tires and things like that. One thing that I would recommend that you try, oftentimes when they, you know, when you buy a vehicle, they have used this cleaner and then used a shiny stuff on the wheels, and that it's kind of oily, and that seems to attract the dust more. So one thing I would recommend is with soap and water, clean up the wheels and tires real good, And then when you get them all cleaned up and they dry good, then see how that goes for you, if that doesn't keep or help with the dusting factor. But that's a complaint about brakes. I hear that all the time, that they make my wheels dirty. And my answer is, well, I'm sorry, that's the way it goes. You'll have to clean your wheels more often. They do make different pads that help. But the Ford dealer's not going to do that for you. They're going to tell you that it's normal.
Okay, very good. Let's grab another call before we run out of time. I think Dan is calling in from Hutchinson. Dan, go ahead with Dan.
Yeah, see, I've got a 3.5 EcoBoost that I replaced the timing chain in about 30,000 miles ago, and I'm hearing a ticking in the engine. Is a ticking in that particular engine, is that normal?
I would say if something has changed, that's never normal. So if it's different than it has always been, then I would be concerned about that. You know, that has very timing on that that's controlled with oil pressure. And if there's a problem with that variable timing with those phasers or something like that, that'll cause a ticking. So I think that my recommendation is that you bring that in and have a professional put an ear to it and see what they think. Because I would think probably if you're alarmed about it, it's not normal and probably needs some attention.
All right, nice text, Dan, came in. Big thank you. Please say, Denny, a big thank you to Dan for advice and recommendations on replacing the radiator in my Dodge Caravan. I had it done, and the vehicle runs better than ever. Thanks, Dan. So there.
Well,
how about that?
Good news. I don't remember the question, but I'm glad that was the answer.
All right. I do remember it coming in. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I have a 2018 BMW X1 with 35,000 miles. My, quote, time for routine service light is on, not including oil changes. What would routine service include, and is it necessary?
It is necessary, and oftentimes quite comprehensive. It oftentimes can include a lot of filters. It can include changing fluids and things like that. And so I would recommend that you do it. We'd have to look up the vehicle and the mileage that's on the vehicle to see what kind of service it's asking for at that particular mileage. So I can't give. I have no idea what the price would be, but I can tell you certainly that it is important and that you should stay on that schedule and do exactly what it tells you to do.
Okay. Here's another text that says, good morning. I have a car that says 5W20 on the oil fill cap. Can I use 5W30 full synthetic instead?
You can. I can't say that I would recommend that, but it certainly is going to cause no harm to use 530. If you happen to have a bunch of 530 left over and you want to use it up, I think that would be just fine. My professional answer would be I always put the exact oil in that the vehicle's asking for. But that little difference is not going to make a difference. It'll be just fine.
Okay. And we haven't had this question for a while. Who is the Lloyd in the Lloyd's Automotive Service name?
The business was started in 1946 or thereabout by a fellow named Howard Lloyd. And at the time, of course, it was a gas station on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, and he also owned the gas station across the street. And so it's been Lloyd's Automotive for all of that time, and I just didn't feel that I should change that. It's worked well as Lloyd's for that amount of time, and now that it's been Lloyd's under my watch for so long, I kind of like it. It's growing on me. So now for sure it's staying that way for a long time.
Oh, you know, I've got to ask, I know we just have a minute to go here, and we'll get to your phone number. How long is that, and I call it your new building, how long has that been around there on Grand Avenue, the new structure, newer?
You know what, it seems like yesterday, Denny, but we actually rebuilt that in 1998.
Really?
So it's been a long time now, and of course that was quite a process because as we were building the building, we did, absolutely stay open and operating, and so it was quite a process to get through that. But as you've seen, it's turned out beautifully.
Oh, it
and
did.
I've been happy with it for more than 20 years now.
Isn't that something? Well, I'll tell you what, I know we have to run here, but if folks want to come over, say hi, get some service done, how do we get in touch? Where are you located and the phone number?
Well, come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web with all the pictures at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call at 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Always fun, always interesting, Dan. Let's talk again next week. And I'm going to save some text messages, and we'll open up the show with those. What do you say?
That'd be perfect. Thanks, Denny.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Have a good week. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.